From Tennis Town, USA, this is the John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas.
Visiting now with former Baylor All-American golfer Johnny Kiefer, selected with an exemption to the PGA Championship coming up this week, Quail Hollow in North Carolina. Johnny, first off, congratulations to you. What a great honor for you.
Yeah, no, thanks. Thank you so much. It's been a wild ride so far, and me and my family are really excited for this week.
The John Morris Show is brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by Alliance Bank Central Texas, by Alan Samuels Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, your friend in the car business, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
You know, I was just sitting at home one day. I was still recovering from my sickness from getting back from Tulum, Mexico. And, you know, I opened up my email. I'm kind of scrolling through, seeing all the unread ones. And then I kind of scroll across one. I think it's spam. And then I see it. And I'm just like, wait, it says you're invited to the PGA. So so that was nice news to come back home to.
You're listening to The John Morris Show with the voice of the Bears and 2024 Chris Schenkel Award winner John Morris on the flagship station for Baylor Athletics, ESPN Central Texas.
You know, I think in a way, I prepped really well at Baylor. I think Coach McGraw did such an incredible job, as well as all the other coaches that were there for me along my career. You know, we sat down, and I think my freshman year, Coach McGraw said, I'm going to try and get you ready for professional golf by the time you graduate. And I think that's what he did.
Now, from Tennis Town, USA, here's the voice of the Baylor Bears, John Morris and Aaron Sexton.
Oh, you gotta like that. Tennis Town, USA. This is it. NCAA Tennis Championships are here. There's a welcome banquet tonight. There was and is practice going on at the Hurd Tennis Center right now. Competition begins tomorrow for the NCAA Outdoor Tennis Championships, and it's all right here in River City at the Hurd Tennis Center. Welcome in. Glad you're with us. Johnny Kiefer in the open. Johnny Kiefer, the former Baylor Golf All-American. He is competing at the PGA Championship beginning tomorrow. Johnny on the Korn Ferry Tour, but has done so well. Right now, number two in the standings, the rankings of the Korn Ferry Tour, which means if he keeps that, if you're in the top 20, you're going to get your PGA card for next year. So next year, this may be a regular occurrence. Maybe not the majors, but maybe, knowing him, but certainly regular PGA events. But he received a special exemption, and he'll be competing in the PGA Championships at Quail Hollow in Charlotte, North Carolina, beginning tomorrow. We got the tee times. He will tee off at 1:37. That, I think, is Eastern time, so 12:37 our time tomorrow. He's in the next-to-last group to tee off. I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't know if... You know, I would guess you'd rather just get up and go, you know, first thing in the morning. But next to last group, John Kiefer, as they list him on the PGA list, along with Larkin Gross and Kevin Yu. So that's the trio that he'll be with, or the other two guys that he'll be with tomorrow, teeing off first round of the PGA Championship. Now, keep this in mind, TV, if you want to follow Johnny or follow the event. It starts at 6 o'clock in the morning on ESPN Plus, like expanded coverage on ESPN Plus, beginning bright and early tomorrow. ESPN takes over at noon or 11, I guess 11 our time tomorrow. And then ESPN wall-to-wall with that coverage Thursday and Friday, and then CBS on Saturday and Sunday with ESPN in the morning hours on both those days as well. So a lot of coverage of the PGA Championship. Your spot to find it will be ESPN, ESPN Plus, or CBS over the weekend. Johnny Kiefer, the former Baylor golfer in the PGA Championship, an event that Jimmy Walker, another former Baylor Bear, won in 2016. You remember that?
I do. I remember it well. And it's John Walker now. Thank you very much.
According to
the PGA, at
according
least.
To them, right?
Fancy.
John Kiefer. Come on. Is Johnny Bench John Bench?
No. Never. Some people are just born to be Johnny.
Yes.
He's one of them.
Yeah. Well, that being said, until I came to Baylor, I was Johnny Morris the whole time.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, growing up through high school,
yeah,
everything.
That makes sense.
I come to Baylor and it's John. I say, okay, no problem. So
I can argue.
That's where it changed. So John Kiefer, Johnny Kiefer, good luck to him in the PGA Championships. First round is coming up tomorrow. Visit with Jerry Hill coming up in the hour. Always fun for the Baylor Insider. Mr. Tennis, Jerry Hill, he'll be with us. Talk about the NCAA Tennis Championships here. Johnny Kiefer, baseball left today. They're headed for Orlando. Three-game series against UCF. A time change on game three of that series on Saturday, now 11 a.m. Central Time.
Yeah, UCF ready to get home after the series.
No, it's there. It's at their place.
Oh.
It's in Orlando.
Baylor ready to get home.
They're
after the
still
series.
Ready to go.
And UCF agreed, like, hey, yeah, we'll play earlier. You can get on.
It works.
Yeah, you can get on the plane and be home by dinner, maybe.
It works
hopefully.
Better. Yeah. Earlier
it is
the better.
Yeah, if you're going to play on Thursday, you might as well play that Saturday game early as possible and give
sure.
the players and the staff a chance to come home and enjoy a Sunday.
That's true. So, very good. So, it'd be 5 o'clock Central Time Thursday, 5 o'clock Central Time Friday, 11 a.m. on Saturday for the Bears and the UCF Knights. What is that story?
Did you see Midway's new basketball coach?
No, is that what that is?
Yes, he is a very familiar name.
Oh, Matt Samen.
Matt Samen, yeah.
Is that
just
right?
Just saw that from Channel 10, KWTX News, that Midway has announced they're naming former Baylor men's basketball standout Matt Samen as their new head basketball
that
coach.
That is such great news.
It is.
That's cool. What a great guy.
Yeah. That's awesome that he gets to come back to Central Texas and coach, and that's a win-win for everybody.
Good. Thanks for passing that along. I had not seen that. Big news. He has coached at a private school, Faith Christian, I think, in Grapevine is where he has been. So welcome back to Waco, Matt Samen. All right, otherwise, we mentioned baseball at UCF and Johnny Kiefer. Big 12 Outdoor Track and Field Championships begin tomorrow. That is in Lawrence, Kansas. We'll talk about that with Jerry. Women's golf, Baylor women's golf in the NCAAs. That begins on Friday out in Carlsbad, California. So really for the middle, right in the middle of May, there's a lot going on, and we'll talk about, again, all of that with our good friend, and we hope yours, Jerry Hill. So this news happened yesterday, Aaron, about the time I was leaving, I think it happened right at 3 o'clock yesterday, the news from Rob Manfred, the Major League Baseball commissioner, that he said those who had been on the ineligibility list for Major League Baseball, they become eligible for the Hall of Fame if they have passed away. And it's sort of bittersweet, but that means Pete Rose, and that means Shoeless Joe Jackson. And I think there was a list of, 17 people that would have been on that list. But how about the timing of that? The timing of it?
Well, yeah, it's you know, a lot of it, unfortunately, had to do with he passed.
Yeah.
And a lot of it, from what I've read, some of it had to do with the president actually talked to the commissioner about it.
He did. He stepped in, didn't he?
Yeah. And I don't know how much that had to do with it, but it had never happened before, and now it's happened. So I think it had something to do with it. And now I don't know that either of them would get in because of how baseball writers are, you know?
I think they will.
I do, too,
they
should, but yeah. We'll see.
Right.
And it helps that it's going to be a committee.
Mm-hmm.
It's 16 guys,
mm-hmm.
And you have to get 12.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on who they are, but they have a better shot of getting through that committee than obviously they do through the full panel of baseball writers.
I'd like to see what the makeup of that committee is.
Me too.
Yeah.
If it's older writers, well, I don't know. I don't want to say that. But, I would like to know who's on the committee as well.
Right. So that news came yesterday, and how about the timing of it this week in Cincinnati? So yesterday was, May 13th? So the date is 5/13. That's the area code for Cincinnati. Ooh. So that's when the news was released 5/13.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
Okay, and add to it this. tonight, and this has been scheduled all season long, tonight the Reds are honoring Pete Rose, and it's been scheduled since the off season because this is 514. What number did Pete wear? Number 14. Yep. So tied to that.
You know, as much as I followed him, I didn't know his jersey number, and I'm really big on that.
Yeah.
Everybody's jersey numbers. I didn't know his.
14, number 14. Okay. So this has been scheduled. That news comes the day before they honor and recognize Pete, the Reds do, on May 14th. And pretty cool by the Reds. The gates open for the game tonight at 5:14.
Nice.
Okay. And first pitch at 7:14.
Very cool.
Isn't that great?
Very cool.
Giving away Reds or Rose replica jersey, the road gray jersey to all the fans
awesome
there tonight.
Keepsake,
so all of this happening like in the last less than 24 hours, really.
Yeah, it's great, but it's also a little bittersweet.
It
is.
It really is. That's true.
They weren't going to do anything while he was alive. Nobody
That's true.
Was.
It wasn't
Major League Baseball
happen, right?
In Cincinnati, the Reds couldn't as an organization.
They
he
put
was
him
banned
in the,
from Major League Baseball.
They put him in the Reds Hall of Fame. They got permission to do
oh,
that.
Oh, okay. They did do that.
They
but
did
like,
do
yeah,
that.
They, anything but, that they did involving him, they would have to go through the league office
right.
because he was banned from baseball, and that
right.
means everything.
Right.
So, yeah, it is sad in that way.
Yeah.
But I think he realized probably, you know, it'll happen after. They're not going to do it while I'm
Which
here.
Is sad.
It is.
About, you know?
It really is.
And people have said it was a lifetime ban, and he was banned for his life.
Right.
And when he passed away, now look what's about to happen.
And as much as I love Pete Rose, he's not without fault. And I'm not just talking about the
right.
betting, which obviously
right.
he should have been punished for. Mm-hmm. But like his attitude pretty much the whole time was never
he was pretty defiant.
Conciliatory or, right. you know, apologetic. Yeah.
True.
So, and that definitely didn't help.
Yeah.
But all that being said, he still should have been in.
All right, one more twist to the story. So the top two names that are mentioned in this story are Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Shoeless Joe Jackson with the White Sox 1919 betting scandal. Who are the Reds playing in Cincinnati tonight?
White Sox.
Yes, the White Sox. How about that?
So, I don't think they'll be honoring Shoeless Joe.
No, I don't think
Comiskey,
so.
Comiskey, though. It's not Comiskey anymore. But
right.
I don't think the White Sox will be honoring Shoeless Joe. Like they're
You're probably right.
Pete Rose.
So that is happening with the Reds and Pete Rose, and I'd say it's about time. All right, let's take a break. Back with more in a moment. Glad you are with us on a Wednesday afternoon in Tennis Town, USA. Baylor home and Waco home of the NCAA Outdoor Tennis Championships. Teams are in town. Competition begins tomorrow. Women's quarterfinals tomorrow. Men's quarterfinals on Friday. We'll be live at the Herd Tennis Center both days, Thursday and Friday. Semifinals on Saturday and the championships both on Sunday for the NCAA Outdoor Championships. Jerry Hill joins us in a bit. Take a break. We'll be right back to the Alan Samuels Studios. Thanks to Alan Samuels. Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, your friend in the car business.
Are you ready to break ground on your next commercial construction project? Founded in 1969, Barnett Contracting of Waco is your single source for preparing for your next build. Their services include excavation, utilities, civil engineering, concrete work, paving, and storm drainage. Do business with Central Texas premier site work contractor, Barnett Contracting, where they strive for successful projects and satisfied clients. Learn more at barnettcontracting.com.
Established in 2007 and independently owned, Alliance Bank Central Texas is committed to helping families and businesses meet their financial goals. From their tellers to their board of directors, they know the importance of superior service and competitive products. Customers have confidence knowing that their financial business is in good hands. Alliance Bank Central Texas with two Waco locations, also in Temple and Georgetown, and at AllianceBankTexas.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The Brazos Landing is proud to showcase their new upscale bar to Central Texas, the Bourbon Street Bar. Guests are able to savor 120 different labels of bourbons, whiskeys, and scotch at the Bourbon Street Bar. Also, over 115 varieties of wine are featured, in addition to a nice selection of Waco beers on tap. Ask about the Bourbon Street Bites while enjoying your drink. This menu includes oysters on the half shell, armadillo eggs, gator tenderloins, calamari, bang bang shrimp, or our jumbo lump crab cakes.
It's time to celebrate American-made trucks with a red, white, and blue sales tag event going on now at Richard Carr GMC. Built equally for a night on the town or the toughest work site, the GMC Sierra is the best truck on the road. Style, power, luxury, multi-pro tailgate, get it all during the red, white, and blue sales tag event. Drive home the bold new 2025 GMC Sierra SLT or SLE model and save $8,750. Get here now or log on now.
Richard Carr, they have the truck for you.
The source for Baylor athletic news and information, ESPN Central Texas.
Is it time to upgrade your garage, barn, shed, or warehouse with a new garage door? Veteran-owned and operated, Precision Garage Door Service boasts the largest garage door showroom and design center in Central Texas. Revamp your style with new customized garage doors with windows. Free estimates are available, and all calls are answered by an operator 24/7. Precision Garage Door Service, 1100 Jewel Drive, Waco, 254-522-9657, and at precisiondoorcentraltx.com. Ask about their financing options.
It's a delicate machine and a substantial investment. That's why you can't afford to ignore your car or truck. And with Valvoline Express Care Waco on Valley Mills, you can be rest assured your car or truck is in good hands. From the quick oil change to brakes, struts, alternators, and all minor repairs, they'll keep your vehicle running in top shape. With quick in-and-out service, locally owned and operated by Paul Sadusky, they'll take care of all makes and models. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 5. Keep your peace of mind with Valvoline Express Care in Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive in Waco.
Don't you wish everyone spoke about you the way your mom does?
You know, it's no wonder this guy made his mama proud. She always wanted him to be a doctor.
Hi there, I'm the Foundation Doctor.
That's Ronnie Weathorn, the Foundation Doctor.
My team and I have accumulated over 70 years' experience dealing with Central Texas soils and foundations. We're always honest with you and would never suggest work you don't need. If we say we can fix it, we will. And our warranties, well, they're the best in the business. We treat your home like it's our mom's in hopes that you will speak as highly about us as she does. If you think you need foundation repair, you're in good hands with the doctor. If you don't believe me, just ask my mom. Give us a call today at 863-8800 or look us up on the web at ineedthedoctor.com.
You got doors that are sticking or cracks in your walls, the Foundation Doctor will make a house call.
The Matt Mosley Show, weekdays from 4 to 6 on ESPN Central Texas.
PFF is like A-plus for the Cowboys draft, and now they've done this. Are the Cowboys having the greatest offseason in football? Slow down, slugger. Slow down a little bit. I don't know about that, but it's exciting. When I say C.D. Lamb and George Pickens, way more exciting than C.D. and Jonathan Mingo.
The Matt Mosley Show, weekdays from 4 to 6 on ESPN Central Texas.
I don't name that song.
Give you one guess.
Yeah, right.
Welcome back, John Morris Show on a Wednesday. Jerry Hill joins us next segment. We're brought to you in part by Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor, 254, start that again, 254-495-0338. Here's a lady that doesn't mind us giving her number out over the air because she can help you if you're looking to buy or sell a home. She wants to make your buying or selling experience pleasant and stress-free. She knows the market, born and raised in Waco, and she's helped her clients buy or sell over $47 million in volume over the past 2 years. So she knows what she's doing. Give her a chance if you're buying or selling. Check out all her new listings on Facebook. That is Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. Talking about Pete Rose and what's happened the last couple of days, here is a statement. just today from Bob Castellini. He's the owner and managing partner of the Reds. He says, on behalf of the Reds and our generations of loyal fans, we are thankful for the decision of Commissioner Manfred and Major League Baseball regarding the removal of Pete Rose from the permanently ineligible list. Pete is one of the greatest players in baseball history, and Reds country will continue to celebrate him as we always have. We are especially happy for the Rose family to receive this news and what this decision could mean for them and all of Pete's fans. So that's the official statement from Bob Castellini. And I'll tell you this, the Reds have never shied away from celebrating Pete.
No, and that's probably the best thing to come out of this, is that they can do it without checking in now. Yeah. They can do it as much as they want, whenever they want, in whatever way they want, and they don't have to get permission from the league office anymore.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, there's a huge mural up the side of one building down there by the ballpark that is Pete. There's the statue. I mean, he's got the statue outside the ballpark, him and his that famous head first slide, that Charlie Hustle slide. There's that, and then his pictures and name is all over things. Of course, him just having passed away in the off season, the players are wearing the number 14 number, you know, in a circle on their sleeves. So it's all pretty fresh, you know, with Pete having passed away just recently. So that'll be a fun night tonight. I bet they have a sellout crowd there at Great American Ballpark for the celebration of Pete Rose on May the 14th for number 14. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, Jerry Hill will join us, Baylor Insider, Mr. Tennis, all those things. We'll visit with him about all those things when we come back. We are brought to you in part by D'Amore Fine Jewelers. D'Amore at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
From the first workout to the last practice, sports is an incredible and rewarding challenge. Hi, everyone. This is Dan Ingham with the First National Bank of Central Texas, and we're proud to support each athlete, every parent, and our educators. From families, small businesses, to the biggest industry, we're here to help. With remarkable products like mortgage lending, we've got banking ideas that fuel big dreams. The First National Bank of Central Texas, familiar faces making local decisions.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When we say at UBO Business Services that we are the premier service provider for Ricoh, Xerox, Konica-Minolta, Canon, Kyocera, and Lexmark copiers and printers, we are not blowing hot air. One way we quantify our status as the best is an independent company used by millions of organizations called Net Promoter Score. It is the most consistent way to rank brand loyalty and customer service. A score of 70 or better is considered world class. UBO score is an 86. Call Sean Hunt at 254-709-2101 or ubeo.com.
Okay, everyone, check this out from D'Amore Fine Jewelers in Waco. D'Amore Fine Jewelers now has their own diamond growing machine right here in their own super lab. Yes, you've always been able to get a better premier diamond for the best price at D'Amore Fine Jewelers, but now they have their own growing chamber. Yes, they still have Earthmine diamonds and a great selection of those too, but now if you're in the market for a lab-grown diamond, this is a game changer because you can now get them directly from the source. No middleman markup and only the very best high color, high clarity, and high transparency material. So you can get an incredibly beautiful diamond at an amazingly low price. Come by D'Amore Fine Jewelers on Waco Drive just past New Road and talk about your dream diamond that will become a reality. D'Amore Fine Jewelers at DAmorefinejewelers.com.
On the road again, Camper Repair in Robinson is your one-stop RV repair shop for trailers, motorhomes, even enclosed trailers. Plus, they can even customize your RV. Their experienced technicians can repair and replace everything from your generator and AC to your slide-out, hot water heater, awnings, and more. Repairing or customizing your RV doesn't come lightly, and when it comes to the job, they get you back on the road again. Call them today on the road again, Camper Repair in Robinson, just off Robinson Drive.
Listen to the John Moore Show online at syntechsportsfan.com.
Need some adventure in your life? Discover the thrill of electric-powered cycling in Central Texas. E-Bike Central is your one-stop shop for e-bikes, trikes, dirt bikes, repairs, and more. They have an extensive collection, plus over 13 bikes under $1,000 to choose from. Their commitment to quality and customer satisfaction makes E-Bike Central the premier destination for all your electric vehicle needs. Located in Temple off South 31st Street and in downtown Waco off University Parks Drive. Check them out at ebikecentraltx.com.
Are you ready to break ground on your next commercial construction project? Founded in 1969, Barnett Contracting of Waco is your single source for preparing for your next build. Their services include excavation, utilities, civil engineering, concrete work, paving, and storm drainage. Do business with Central Texas' premier site work contractor, Barnett Contracting, where they strive for successful projects and satisfied clients. Learn more at barnettcontracting.com.
It's Employee Pricing Plus at Allen Samuels in Waco. For a limited time, you pay what we pay. Whether you're ready for a powerful new Ram, a sporty Dodge, a rugged Jeep, or a sleek, sexy people hauler Chrysler, we've got the inventory and the deals to get you rolling. Experience top-notch service, unbeatable selection, and financing options that fit your lifestyle. Enjoy the hassle-free atmosphere at Allen Samuels.
Come by. Let's be friends.
Since 1975, Schmalta's Sandwich Shop has been serving their one-of-a-kind sandwiches, soups, and salads to hungry Central Texans. They start early in the morning baking their homemade artisan bread. The sandwiches are oven-toasted, giving the bread a crunchy crust covering and a soft and dry, airy center. Ask for everyone's favorite, the Schmaltz, a combination of three cheeses, three meats, and all the fixings. They welcome phone-in orders at their Town West or downtown locations. Waco, born and bred. Schmaltz's Sandwich Shop.
From Tennistown, USA, it's time now for our weekly visit with Jerry Hill, Baylor Insider, published author, Baylor Athletics Connect Four champion, and Mr. Tennis. Here's the professor with J-Mo and Aaron.
Did we get it all in there? Do we have any time left to talk to Jerry after the intro? Yeah, that's it. Got to go now. Thanks.
Yeah.
Welcome in, our good friend, and we hope yours, Jerry Hill, Mr. Tennis, here in Tennistown, USA. And Jerry, welcome to you. We appreciate you being on with us.
I appreciate it, John. As we were talking about earlier, it's supposed to be a quiet week,
or, right?
You know, usually, but yeah, like with everything that's going on, we've actually got, you know, quite a bit going on.
There is. Let's start with tennis. How about that? Teams are here, yep, practicing yesterday and today, and yep, dinner tonight, kind of a welcome dinner banquet at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and then competition begins tomorrow. This is really cool. I mean, Baylor and Waco is the center of the collegiate tennis world again this week.
Yeah, first time in a decade that Baylor has hosted this NCAA championships, hosted back in 2015 when it was, you know, the team followed by the singles and doubles. This year, obviously, it was separated and played the singles and doubles back in the fall. But yeah, this is just the Elite Eight here, you know, for this week. And interesting enough, John, I didn't realize this until I started looking at the brackets and everything, that there's actually 16 schools represented.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how many times that would have happened, mm-hmm, because you see a lot of the same faces, the same teams, you know, making the tournament. So, yeah, there's eight different teams on the women's side, eight different teams on the men's side. So that's I would think it's probably pretty unique, actually.
I would think so also. Can you do a little research?
I'll do a little research.
Put one of your people on that.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
in your spare time.
Kind of like you. We've got a lot of free time right now.
Well, so true. That's true.
Start doing my research and find that out. But yeah, it just struck me as odd because, like I said, you see a lot of the same faces. You know, Stanford, you know, a lot of times they'll have their men and women there. Texas, yeah, Same way. I mean, you know, A&M is kind of that way as well. But yeah, it was unique. And then, there were only two unseeded teams out of the 16 teams. There were only two unseeded teams that made it this far. And that was the UCLA men and the Oklahoma State women. Huh. And the other Big 12 team that made it was the TCU men. I believe they're seeded number 2 overall. So we do have some Big 12 representation here.
Very good. Unfortunate Baylor's not involved, men's or women's, but yep. We're going to put on a first-class tournament, and it's a great place to have it. I mean, we really do have everything you would need to host a first-rate NCAA event right here in Waco.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing, John, and that was why, you know, we got the bid back in 2015 is because it was shortly after the Hawkins Indoor had been built, and that's kind of one of the essentials for, you know, it's the outdoor championships, but you have to at least have access, you know, somewhere within a fairly close range to have some indoor courts in case you do get just horrendous weather. I remember one year when Baylor was playing in Athens, we had to go to, I believe it was to Atlanta, to Georgia Tech to play, you know, one of the matches. So
not close.
That's just, yeah, no, it wasn't at all. And part of that was there are indoor courts in Athens, but it's like 4 courts, which is kind of stupid. You know, I mean, if you're going to have indoor courts, you should have at least 6. And that's what Baylor's got. Baylor has a full 6. So you can, you know, have a full match going on at one time, but that was not the case in Athens. So, you know, Baylor actually got, you know, shipped off to Atlanta to play one of its matches. So, better situation here. Baylor can, you know, if we do get the weather, Baylor does have access, obviously, to the Hawkins Indoor. Looks like it's going to be a good week, so hopefully we won't have any weather issues, and that'll go through Sunday when the championships are played. As you said, starts tomorrow, number 1 Georgia versus number 8 Duke at 11 a.m., followed by number 5 North Carolina. This is on the women's side.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5 North Carolina versus number 13 LSU at 2. Number 2 A&M versus number 10 Tennessee at 5. And number 3 Michigan versus Oklahoma State at 8. And I'll do a somewhat of a Baylor note on Tennessee. They are coached by former Baylor assistant Allison Ojeda.
Oh, yeah.
And she just got her 200th career win earlier this year. But, yeah, she led 10th-seeded Tennessee to the NCAA championships, to the Elite Eight.
Oh, very cool. That's a good note.
Yep.
All right, thanks for that, Jerry. How about Johnny Kiefer? What a cool deal for him to be invited to the PGA championships beginning tomorrow.
Yeah, so cool, John. And man, what a year he's had. And, you know, I mean, you remember when we were doing that interview with him, I mentioned something about, well, now that you're in your second year, he's like,
all right.
No, I'm not really in my second year. Hadn't finished a full calendar year.
It's been an eventful 1 year.
Yeah. And I was checking to see, because on the PGA Tour site, it only has his Corn Ferry Tour earnings. So I was thinking, oh, man, he's earned almost $400,000 for the year.
Right.
No, for that full year, including his PGA Tour America earnings, he's earned over $500,000.
Oh, is that right?
First year as a pro golfer, and including the one PGA Tour stop he had, John, he has made the cut in 20 of first 21 pro tournaments. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and couldn't happen to a better guy, right?
Great guy. Yeah, absolutely.
And tell me, am I right in this? If he finishes in the top 20 on the Corn Ferry Tour, and he's number 2 right now, He'll get his PGA card to play there next year?
That is right.
Okay.
Yeah, he would get his full exempt PGA Tour card. And I think you mentioned, I mean, that doesn't necessarily guarantee you entry into the majors.
Right.
But it's for the regular PGA Tour events. So he would have his full PGA Tour card. And he's pretty much locked in, John. He's number 2. And I remember the number 3 guy was pretty far behind him. Mm. So he's pretty much locked in to get his PGA Tour card for next year. You know, and I know I was trying to remember, didn't Matt say something about if he finishes at a certain place here at the PGA Championship that he would get some more exemptions for the rest of this year. So if he does well enough this week, he could actually get some more exemptions and play, you know, maybe some of the rest of the tour this year, which would be really cool.
Oh, that'd be so great. Pulling for him, be fun to watch.
Yeah.
He tees off next to last group tomorrow at 12:37 our time from Quail Hollow in Charlotte, North Carolina. about track and field? They are in Lawrence, Kansas, and the Big 12 Outdoor Championships up there.
Yeah, this kind of starts their, quote, postseason, because then they'll go to the NCAA West. I know they don't call it regional, but, you know, first and second round for the NCAA track. So, but the postseason starts this week with the Big 12 Championships in Kansas. And you know, Baylor has a great group going up. The women have been ranked, you know, pretty high all year. They are built more for nationals. Because conference, you know, Baylor did win the indoor 1 year in 17, I believe. But really, to win a conference championship, you've got to have depth more than just quality. And that's kind of the way Baylor track has always been built, just because it's hard to, you know, kind of put people in all of those events when you don't have that many scholarships to give. And then, you know, obviously hard to get into Baylor as well. So Baylor's always built more for nationals than it is for conference, but I'm sure they'll make a good showing this week. A lot of people, you know, ranked high in their events, so I look for both sides to do a good job this week. John, one of the ones we talked to earlier in the week for the media before this meet was Igor Alaru.
Oh, okay.
Who's from Moldova.
Right.
And I kind of made a joke like, oh, well, I guess that's the, you know, hammer throwing capital of the world or something. Well, apparently it kind of is.
Really?
There's actually really good hammer throwers that have come out of there. And he was coached, you know, by a guy who coached his kids, and all three of that guy, that coach's kids have been in the Olympic Games.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
As hammer throwers. So, wow. Yes. Moldova apparently is the hammer throwing capital of the world. So he's ranked number two going in, John, and he's a first semester freshman. So he's done a great job. He, you know, he beat the school record. I think it was his first throw at Baylor. And, you know, so he'll go for a conference championship this week. Interesting enough, the one who he broke his school record, Gary Moore Jr., actually transferred to Kansas State, and he is number one in the conference. So that'll be a cool competition between the two of them to see who wins a conference championship there in Lawrence.
Wow. All right, very good. So that continues through the weekend, Big 12 Outdoor Championships. How about women's golf in Carlsbad, California, the NCAA's there, NCAA Championships there. What a great postseason already for women's golf.
Yeah, it's incredible, John. I mean, when you think about how close they were to even not making an NCAA regional, which is crazy. I mean, they had to finish a certain spot in the Big 12 tournament just to have a 500 record, which is one of the qualifications to get an NCAA bid, and they finished 500. So that was amazing just to get in, and they, you know, obviously had the number 7 seed there in the regional, but, you know, finished fifth. And making their fifth straight NCAA championship. And, John, I believe it's like 8 of 10, something like that. I mean, just an amazing stretch for Coach Goble. And to think that last week, anyway, at the regional, they did it without their number one golfer, right, Sierra Hasegawa, and you know, were able to get through. That's the amazing part, is you were missing arguably your best player, and you were able to get through. And there's no pressure on this team at all. I think they'll go out and play loose. They'll go out and play relaxed. And who knows? I mean, I think the goal, you know, a goal would be to make that first cut, which is 54-hole cut down to the top 15 teams, which would be huge. There's 30 teams there. They're probably number 30, basically. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but for them to make that cut to 15, and then obviously you want to get in the final eight to be in match play. But, you know, let's take it step by step. And that would be a huge thing, though, for this team. It's already a huge thing for this team to make it to the NCAA championship.
Yeah, it really is. So well done by Coach Goble, Jay Goble, and Baylor Women's Golf. All right, baseball, we had media with them this morning before they packed up on the bus and headed out to UCF. Big series for Baylor. They haven't yet officially, technically, clinched a spot in the Big 12 tournament yet.
Yeah, I mean, they still have some work to do. There is a scenario where even if they got swept, BYU has to, I believe they have to sweep, and I can't remember who they're playing, John, but it's one of the better teams. So a BYU loss or a Baylor win gets them in the Big 12 tournament. A Baylor win, would clinch them to finish ahead of UCF. So that's kind of what's ahead of them, and with a chance, an outside chance to maybe even finish as high as 10th, just to make the Big 12 tournament. It's a big deal when you consider where this team was the last couple of years to make the Big 12 tournament and then have a chance. You know, that's what you want to do. You want to get in and have a chance. It's now a single elimination. So you go out there and I guess you'd have to win, four games
in 4 days.
So, go see what you can do. That's the thing. You want to get in and you want to have a chance. And I look for them, John, to have a good weekend this week. I think they can go out and play relaxed, same way as women's golf. I think they can play relaxed. Yes, there's still work to be done, but I think they can go because of that Sunday win and how they were able to do that. They obviously have some momentum going into this week as well, but I think they go in and play well, clinch that spot, and then start in the Big 12 tournament next Wednesday up at Globe Life.
Yep. All right, fun to watch there. And it's a fun time of year for those baseball guys because school is over. Finals finished today, and it's just baseball, and it's all baseball. Yep. And I think going on the road is a good chance for them to just kind of circle the wagons. It's all them. They're on the road. It's all baseball. I think that could be a real plus for these guys.
Yeah, and I was thinking about this earlier. It's almost like a minor league baseball concept right now.
Mm-hmm.
And just in terms of, particularly the travel and stuff, you go to, Orlando, Florida this weekend. You'll come back here. You'll go to Arlington. And then, you win there or you do enough to get in a regional, then you're back on the road. So it's that kind of schedule. And like you said, no school right now, so they don't have that, I won't say distraction, but they don't have that going on as well. I think this is a great time to be playing baseball, and I'm sure these guys are going to have fun.
All right, very good. Jerry, anything else? Anything we haven't touched on?
Gosh, man, John, I don't know. I think we've covered
pretty good list. Pete Rose, you want to talk Pete Rose? We can do that.
I did hear y'all talking about that. And, John, usually you ask all the questions. I'm going to ask you.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel? Do you feel like Pete Rose, as a player, should be in the Hall of Fame?
Yes, as a player. He did things off the field that were not within the rules. Yes, but there were a lot of guys that did that. I think for what he did on the field, he's the all-time hit leader. I think he belonged in the Hall of Fame and should have been a long time ago.
That's where I go, is as a player, Pete Rose should definitely be in the Hall of Fame. I don't think there's any question about that. And I know Aaron was talking about the sports writers and whether they would vote him in. Maybe it won't be first time, but they will put him in the Hall of Fame eventually because, again, hits leader, all that he did for the game, Charlie Hustle, the whole thing, he deserves a spot in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, man, and they love him in Cincinnati too. They love him there with good reason. Yeah, all right, man, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I love that they're doing that tomorrow, or is that today?
Today, the 14th. Yeah. I mean, they picked the 14th for number 14, so really
cool.
That is
so cool.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Johnny.
Thank
you. Appreciate it. Jerry Hill, Baylor Insider, and so much more with us. Always appreciate Jerry and his time and his thoughts on Baylor athletics and gambling and baseball. Thank you, Jerry, for all of that. We'll take a break, be back, look ahead, wrap things up, share some birthdays with you. Aaron has another boffo list today, a bonanza list of birthdays. We'll share those with you when we come back. Plus, the Current Events Club in Waco. Have you ever heard of this?
I have not, but I'm intrigued.
Okay, I'll tell you about it after a break. So stay with us. John Morris Show will continue in a moment.
Is it time to upgrade your garage, barn, shed, or warehouse with a new garage door? Veteran-owned and operated, Precision Garage Door Service boasts the largest garage door showroom and design center in Central Texas. Revamp your style with new customized garage doors with windows. Free estimates are available, and all calls are answered by an operator 24/7. Precision Garage Door Service, 1100 Jewel Drive, Waco, 254-522-9657, and at precisiondoorcentraltx.com. Ask about their financing options.
Jones.
Hi, my name is Amanda Cunningham. I am a local realtor that has a passion for people and would love to help you buy or sell that perfect home. You deserve to get top dollar for your home. Listing with an experienced agent that specializes in not only promoting your home, but helping you get your home buyer ready is key. I have a team of people around me that make what I do each day possible. If you are searching for that perfect home, your experience should be pleasant and stress-free. Call me today. I want to meet you. 254-495-0338. Google Amanda Cunningham Realtor with Coldwell Banker Apex to find my website, Facebook, and more.
Slovacek Sausage has found a great home in Central Texas, and we're growing with you. We have found so many ways to celebrate all the great things about Texas. Football, family, and friends, and so much more. We have all of the barbecue specialty meats and over 35 kinds of kolaches to make your next meal or gathering a great success, and we do all the work. If you're on the road, we have the best place for your pooch to stop and stretch with our beautiful dog park. So with the hospitality of Texas and our Czech heritage, vítame vás. That means we welcome you. At Slovacek's, you'll love our sausage.
Make your vehicle look and run like new again at CNC Collision Center. They are your locally owned and operated location for paint and body repairs, frame straightening, spray and bed liners, and wheel alignments. CNC Collision Center offers free estimates, and they will also come to you for vehicle pickup and delivery. Have your car restored to its original beauty at CNC Collision Center. 5849 North Highway 6 in Spiegelville at cccollisioncenter.com and on Facebook.
You're listening to ESPN Central Texas, live from the Alan Samuel Studios.
An exceptional experience and extraordinary results. That's what you receive when you hire the attorneys at Cherry Johnson Sigmund James Law Firm. Craig Cherry, Ryan Johnson, Mark Sigmund, and Scott James are trial lawyers with 100-plus years of combined experience, specializing in catastrophic personal injury and product defect cases, as well as business disputes. They have unmatched credentials, real-world experience, and a passion to serve your legal needs. The lawyers at Cherry Johnson Sigmund James have obtained substantial settlements and over $2 billion in verdicts for their clients, due in no small part to their integrity and relentless tenacity. They also have knowledge in business, finance, and engineering. Learn more about Cherry Johnson Sigmund James at cjsjlaw.com. Their Waco office is located at 7901 Fish Pond Road, just off Highway 6, Loop 340.
The Brassus Landing is where Central Texans go to enjoy delicious entrees, chef-inspired homemade desserts, and breathtaking views of the Brazos River. Try their new gourmet burgers, including the Ace made with Akaushi ribeye, or Coach Drew's Green and Gold Burger. Their impressive menu also includes Duroc pork chops, braised beef short ribs, Chilean sea bass, Ora King salmon, and the best chicken fried steak in town. It's over a pound of true satisfaction at the Brazos Landing, Waco.
Qualified buyers at 6% interest for 72 months with 5,000 down cash for trade. T&L fees extra. See dealer for details.
Get big American-sized savings during the red, white, and blue sales tag event at Richard Carr. Every pre-owned car and truck on the lot is clearly tagged with special pricing. Find savings like a 2017 Chevy Silverado for only $282 a month, or a pre-owned 2019 Ford Mustang only $247 a month. 100% credit approval is always our goal. Get here now and save during the red, white, and blue sales tag event at Richard Carr.
Baylor Big 12 Baseball on ESPN Central Texas.
The Bears close the regular season with a three-game series against UCF beginning Thursday in Orlando. Games Thursday at 5, Friday at 5, and Saturday morning at 11.
Follow the Bears through the Big 12 Conference with Derek Smith and Tom Barfield right here on ESPN Central Texas.
Welcome back. Final segment, John Morris Show from the Alan Samuels Studios. Thanks to Alan Samuels, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, your friend in the car business, on the web at alansamuelsdcj.com. All right, birthdays we like to share and celebrate birthdays. How about, oh, let me go back to yesterday. Aaron, we missed, and I'm going to say you and I both missed, a significant anniversary yesterday. Did you see that?
I did not.
Okay, it was Larissa and Dan.
Oh, no, I did see it. Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
I did miss it.
And between us, you would have thought we would have got that.
Right.
But we both missed it. So happy anniversary to those kids.
I believe it's the 19th anniversary.
Is it?
Yeah, 19th or maybe the Big 2-0. I don't know. It's been a while.
Were you there at the beginning?
No, I met them about, let's see, what is this, 225?
Yeah.
A little under halfway through, probably about eight or nine years into the marriage when I met them, yeah.
So happy anniversary, a day late, to Larissa and Dan Rupley. Birthdays, it's Nancy Howell's birthday today. Nancy production in at KCEN-TV. Nancy's been there like 30 years, and I'm not exaggerating. What do you think?
It's not 19 or 20. I was just thinking about that. 9 or 10.
9 or 10?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see.
I was thinking it was 18.
Yeah, no, I was right the first time. I was talking myself out of it. Like, that's too long. They're not that old. They are.
They are. All right, you old folks. Happy anniversary to you. Happy birthday to Nancy down at KCEN. Larry Tidwell, Big 12. Happy birthday to Coach Larry Tidwell. Was here for a stretch coaching Baylor women's basketball and has been a number of places. Always fun to run into him. Happy birthday to Larry Tidwell. Jordan Smith out of the Baylor broadcasting program and doing great things on his own. It's his birthday today. It is Brad Kuntz's birthday. Brad, former Baylor baseball standout. Happy birthday to him. It's Ashley Alcala Kirksey's birthday today. Happy birthday to Ashley over on campus in, I don't know what that area is, photography area, marketing, all that good stuff. Ashley's kind of running the show. Happy birthday to her. And Elaine Spence's birthday today as well. Happy birthday to her. One more check somewhere else. Oh, yeah, it's Chad Schrotel's birthday. Happy birthday to Chad. I knew there was somebody else. Happy birthday to Chad Schrotel. He is a Horned Frog extraordinaire, proud of it. The guy that invented the hand signal for TCU, the little Horned Frogs, you know, the little nubs there on their heads with your two fingers, pull them over. That was invented by Chad. So that's one of his claim to fame.
Okay. I knew the name.
That's it.
I couldn't remember.
Lives here in Waco.
From where.
Yep.
But then you mentioned that. Yeah, we had him on.
We did.
To talk about that.
Yep.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
So happy birthday to Chad. Love you, brother. Who else would you add to the birthday list, Aaron?
We will start with future Hall of Famer Rob Gronkowski, 4-time Super Bowl winner, 5-time Pro Bowler, 5-time first team All-NFL. Gronkowski is 36. Facebook co-creator and president CEO Mark Zuckerberg is 41. Tom Cochran, in the 70s, he was the lead singer.
Can you go back to Zuckerberg?
Mm-hmm.
41 now. So when did he start this? When did he start?
It would have been in his mid-20s.
I think so, too.
Or early 20s, excuse me. Yeah, he was actually
early 20s.
Yeah, if I remember, it's been a while since I've seen the movie. But, yeah, I mean, they were at Harvard, so.
Yeah, when he was in school.
Yeah.
That's
so
when he
would have been 19 or 20 when they started.
The Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
No, no worries. Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg, 41. Tom Cochran, who was the lead singer of Red Rider in the 70s, the song Lunatic Fringe.
Oh, yeah.
Also had the big hit Life is a Highway, I believe, in the 90s. He's 72. Robert Zemeckis, who had huge movies. I guess he's pretty much retired now, but he did Forrest Gump, the Back to the Future movies, Castaway, Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Hadn't done anything in quite a while, though.
Yeah, those are biggies.
I guess he's enjoying, rightfully, resting on his laurels. Robert Zemeckis is 73. He's not even the most famous director on this list, though.
Oh, wow.
Tony Perez, the Hall of Fame, first base, third base.
Oh, doggy.
And from the Big Red Machine, 7-time All-Star, 3-time World Series champion. The great Tony Perez is 83.
Okay, what number was he? Do you remember?
12.
24.
Oh, okay. I was halfway there.
Yeah.
And I mentioned that Robert Zemeckis wasn't the biggest director on this list. That honor goes to the great George Lucas, the creator, producer, and director of Star Wars, the original trilogy. I don't know if he directed any of the prequels or any since, but he also obviously did the Indiana Jones, was responsible for that, I would say, I was going to say trilogy, but there's like 5 or 6 now. They keep making them. But yeah, George Lucas, Star Wars, Indiana Jones. He is 81 years young.
Wow. Very good. Gosh, what a list. That's
good. Yeah, I'm tired.
Yeah. That's a good list this week.
Stretch going to start the show late.
You got
me. Yeah, it's been weird. Like every day this week has been like just a whole list of 8, 9, 10 names.
That's
pretty cool.
Fun. Very good. Very good. Fun to mention those and celebrate those birthdays. All right, thanks to Jerry Hill, who was on with us, Baylor Insider. Oh, almost forgot. mentioned the Current Events Club here in Waco. They were nice enough to ask me to speak to the group. I had no idea who they were, what they were, that there even was a Current Events Club. But I did that yesterday, and it was just terrific. It's a group of women who get together, and I think it's once a month. I don't know, maybe more often. But they have different speakers come in, and they asked me to come in and speak. Virginia Ellis gave me the invitation. Then Virginia promptly put herself in the hospital with a gallbladder incident, and she couldn't be there yesterday. So sorry about that, Virginia, and I think out of the hospital today, so that's good news. But in her absence, Debbie Luce stepped in and did the Q&A with me, and I didn't have to prepare anything. I kept asking, "What do I need to prepare?" I said,
right.
"No, we're just going to ask you questions." I said, "Okay." So they
You're
did.
You're good at answering questions.
I can do that. But they were just delightful. I mean,
That's
it was
awesome.
A very nice group, and I appreciate them. Ann Harder was there.
Nice.
Very nice. So.
And really, that's really great of them, you know, to get together and find things to do, find things that interest them. And
yeah, they had some finger foods.
Right. And especially like that. Like you're discussing the events of the day.
I think so.
Should be done more.
Yeah.
And not in, it's done a lot, but not in the way it should be.
Oldest club, continuous club in Waco.
Oh, that's awesome.
Current Events Club. How about that?
That's awesome. Congratulations, ladies.
Very good. Very well done. Thank you for the invitation. It was an honor to be there with you yesterday in Virginia. Hope you're feeling better. All right, going to move out of here. Make room for a stretch. Coming up next, thanks again to Jerry Hill on with us. Tomorrow and Friday, we'll be live at the Herd Tennis Center, the heart of Tennistown, USA, for the NCAA Championships here in Waco. The welcome banquet is tonight. Look forward to that also. So we'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 from the Herd Tennis Center. Stretch coming up next.
I also know the sun doesn't shine in the same dog's rear end every day.
This is ESPN Central Texas.
Since 1975.